The Dial. It's Julian Taylor here. I am currently on tour in Europe, so we are rebroadcasting a past favorite episode. I can't wait until I'm back to share all the new music that I've discovered over here and some amusing stories about tour life. So stand by, and until then, ciao bananas, and I'll be back soon.
Julian Taylor's jukebox is plugged in, turned on, and rare to go.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. And if the elevator tires are great for air, that's a mighty long time. But I'm in the fair.
Don't lie, the world you're living in. Take a look around, at least you got friends. I call my old lady, more friendly word. Picked up the phone, dropped it on the floor. That's all I heard.
I'm gonna let the elevator break us down.
Oh no, let's go.
Let's go crazy. Let's get nuts. Slip for the purple.
Hey, 2-2, Julian Taylor here, and you're listening to The Jukebox. I am so excited. It is our 100th episode. We've been on the air for more than 2.5 years, and this is episode 100. So celebrate with me. We've got a whole bunch of jams to play throughout the show. Dance party theme for our 100th episode, and these are favorites from the team by request. That was Let's Go Crazy by Prince. The purple one has a box set coming out of 50 unreleased songs. Now get this, it's not cheap. It's $400 for the box set, but it is Prince, and anything he put out into the world was pretty good. So anything he hasn't put out already is probably pretty good as well. Better than I can do, I can tell you that. We got some great music coming up on the show from the album Yoy. We've got Cree singer-songwriter Sibby, and she is Angel Barbeau, and from the Cree community of Mississini in Quebec, now residing in Montreal, has a song, and you're going to dig it. Also on the show, Rufus and Chaka Khan with Ain't Nobody. You betcha, it's coming up. Amanda Rayum featuring Kinney Starr with a song called The Best. I remember playing that when it first came out. It is a killer song. Amanda has been nominated for a Juno and won Indigenous Songwriter of the Year at the Canadian Folk Music Awards recently. Kinney Starr also won Producer of the Year years back for her work as an incredible songstress. We've got Close to Me, one of my favorite dance tracks ever. My mom, my sister, and I used to dance in the kitchen while cooking Friday night dinners when I was in high school to this song. It's The Cure with Close to Me on the jukebox.
For the human race, Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
Slave. That's the way.
The Jukebox is broadcast on stolen and unsurrendered land in the traditional territory of many First Nations across Turtle Island. We must realize the significance of recognizing and paying respect to the first people who resided in the territory that we are currently sitting on.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Yeah.
It's episode 100 here on the Jukebox. I'm your host, Julian Taylor. That was Tears of a Clown from the legendary Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, released way back in 1967 on the album Make It Happen. Bob Dylan is actually quoted as saying that Smokey Robinson is America's greatest living poet. He has been at it for a long time, and if you want a real good belly chuckle laugh, check out his last record. It's okay. It's called Gasm. Smokey says you can have a gasm for pretty much anything. So sex, your ears, food. And I think he's probably onto something. So go check it out. That was Tears of a Clown. We've got music coming up right now from New Order from Great Britain. Bizarre Love Triangle, released back in 1986. This is on my top 10 list of dance songs for all time. This, and I played The Cure as well, but we'll get to a couple more of my selections and some selections from the team. It is episode 100, so enjoy. It's a dance party for us and a celebration. Here is Bizarre Love Triangle on the Jukebox.
Thank you.
Taylor's Jukebox.